You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, the highlight of my Monday was I was at the airport going through security, and the guy behind me tried to pick a fight with me.
Did he, like, shove you or something?
No, he was kind of cutting through a little bit, so I just turned and looked back at him, and that, like, set him off.
Oh, really?
And he kind of wanted to throw down right there.
Hmm. Gosh, man.
I was laughing my butt off. Why'd you look at me like that?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Really? My God.
It was hilarious. It's so funny. And all a bunch of people standing around, everyone was just laughing at him.
That guy is Snickers bar.
He was very aggressive in line at the TSA. And I was like, I'll put down my backpack and fight you if you want.
I will fight you right now.
I will.
There's no better place to fight somebody than the TSA line.
Not like I haven't had fist fights in my life. It's like, okay, I've never fought in the TSA line, but I mean, okay. Oh, my God. It was hilarious. Anyway, that was the highlight of my day yesterday. What was yours?
I can't top that. You know what I did yesterday? I cleaned all the bathrooms in the house because my wife was... She asked me jokingly to do it, and then I went and did it. And I scored some major points yesterday. Like showers and everything. So, yeah. Try to beat that.
When do you think you'll be able to cash that chip in? Friday, Saturday?
Friday, Saturday, probably. Yeah.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I just opened the lines. You've got to fill them up for us right now.
Let's do it.
To play Rattle Off, we will give you a category, and you'll have only 10 seconds to rattle off five examples of that category. The last winner we had on Friday, then, I guess, was Amber. She won with five companies that begin with the letter W.
Yep.
That's pretty good. All right, who's going to play today? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you're put on hold, please be patient. Don't hang up. If you somehow get a busy signal, hang up and call right back because some people drop off the line. But we want to talk to as many people as we possibly can and have some fun with Rattle Off. 303-691-1649. Mr. Jerbear, what is the prize today?
It's a great prize this week. You're going to win a four-pack of tickets to the Colorado Home and Garden Show. That's going on February 4th through the 12th at the Colorado Convention Center. It is Colorado's largest home and garden marketplace with more than 500 companies out there. You can get everything to update and renovate your home. Don't miss out.
I love shows like that.
I love that.
I like walking up and down those aisles.
Yes.
It just depends on the freebies that people have. Because, you know, at their booths, people will put certain freebies out.
Candies out.
All right. First person to get through is Anna. Hi, Anna. Or are you Anna?
Hi.
Which is it? Are you Anna or Anna?
Anna Banana.
The highlight of your Monday yesterday. What was the highlight?
Oh my gosh. It was a Monday.
Come on, really? Anna. Nothing. There had to be one thing. Like you had like a great breakfast burrito or something.
I had Starbucks and that made my Monday.
Little Starbies action, huh?
What's your order?
Just a little Starbies can change it.
What's your order?
I get the chai tea latte.
The only problem with the latte thing. Okay, here's because I don't drink coffee nor lattes or anything like that. I just go and get regular hot tea. That's my order. But they so can't deal with that they'll oftentimes make it a latte and then hand it to me.
Oh, no.
They did that the last time I went. I went and grabbed stuff for us, and they made it a latte.
That's right.
And they brought it in, and Dom handed it back to me.
It's not just one time. It's just like they can't handle just black coffee or straight black
basic.
Tea.
It's really boring is the problem.
Yeah. And like I feel like you're overpaying for like a cup of hot water.
Well, you know you are. Come on. I mean, you are.
But I mean, I'm overpaying for a chai tea latte, too. So, you know.
What does that cost you?
Probably.
Come on, you know how much it costs. You get it every day. What does it cost?
Like $7 and like something.
It's a $7 drink.
It's like $7. Well, oat milk. So you know.
Oh my God!
So you get that every day? Focus. Just 5 days
a
week?
No, I don't get it every.
What is it? Every other day? Three times a week?
Three times a week?
I would say like twice a week.
Well, it's $14 a week then.
I know. It's wild. And then if you do the math, you feel really bad about it.
Oh, Matt, Dom's doing the math right now.
$728.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. It makes me feel really guilty.
And you know it's more than two, because then on a weekend you might go,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like, so I feel special today.
You're probably pushing $1,000 a year for that.
That's crazy.
That's why Starbucks stays in business.
Starbucks, here's the deal. Starbucks makes more in, like, I think the statistic is more in one day than we spend in a year on kids' cancer research.
That's the most random stat I have ever heard.
I know, but you want to know why I know it? Because a little boy in our community passed away from cancer last year, and his mom shares, like, you know, that we need more cancer research.
Well, that's true. There we do.
Absolutely do.
Absolutely we do.
That was like one of the facts. And I was like, dear God, if I just spent my Starbucks money on something like that,
well, but you haven't done it yet, though, have you?
You know what? Now that I'm saying it, I feel like I'm going to.
You're going to hell.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I really am.
But listen, here's what you can do. You can set up an auto draft each month for your favorite charities that cover this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a thing.
So that you don't have to think, I'm going to save up money. It's like you can go on and like a bunch of them, Children's Hospital. Like I donate each year the blood disorder program at Children's Hospital. It's one of the charities I donate to. And you can do a thing where you can just have it taken out automatically. You don't have to think about it.
Look at that.
I love that. I'm going to do that. That's such a good idea.
I think a lot of our listeners. Just find a charity that you like. Another one I like is the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society.
You've got to make a point to do it, though. You know, don't just talk about it.
I will. I'm pretty good at following through with new words.
Are you?
I think I could do it. I think so. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
I would say so.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you do? I'm straight to hell.
You're taking a detour. What's your line of work?
I do photography. You guys followed me. Or Jeremy followed me.
Oh, yeah, I've talked to you. Yeah, I did follow you.
We talked about it before.
Yeah, well, you've done this before.
Oh.
It was recently, wasn't it?
The one that, like, I guess called in for.
Well, wait a minute. Has it been like 3 months since you won?
No, am I only allowed to win once every 3 months?
Well, this particular game.
We don't want you to be a prize hog.
Yeah.
But I want to be. My girls love when I call in and get through because I take them to daycare every morning.
Yeah.
And it's like their big thing. Hey, you want to know what I did do, though? I won't play today. But something that I did do is I won Paw Patrol tickets from you guys. So I'm taking my girls, and we're so excited.
Mm-hmm.
But then yesterday, I won Paw Patrol tickets from my friend's business. And I gave them to my best friend and her kids. And so that was really nice.
Hey, there's your good deed for the week.
Right? Yeah.
That was really nice.
That was my Monday good news. There you go.
All right. Well, you win a lot. Yeah, I never win anything.
You win a lot.
I don't enter things either. So it's.
I mean, I try. I try to enter, and it's fun. So, well, I'll call back and play another game.
Well, we hope you do, because we love talking to you.
Good. I love talking to you guys.
Well, have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Have a great week.
You too. Bye bye. Yeah, we have the greatest listeners ever.
She's super sweet.
Here's the thing, even if we get, like, as we have people just on hold, even if you don't play the game, like if somebody ahead of you wins, don't hang up because we still want to talk to everybody. So don't hang up. Josh tells me that Dave from the retirement center is on the line
again.
Too. That's been a couple months since we talked to Dave.
All right. We can check in on
Dave, you hold on. We're going to be there in just a bit. Don't go away, buddy. Is it pronounced Kasha?
Hi, my name's Kashia.
Kashia.
That's pretty.
I like the name.
Thank you. Born in Hawaii, raised in America, mainland.
Well, I was going to say, Hawaii is America. You realize that, right? But although...
Yes. Well, that's what we say. That is what
I will tell you, like, my son moved there 3 years ago, and... He says, man, it's no lie. If you're not native to that island,
they let you know, huh?
Yeah. They let you know.
I bet.
It's a controversial issue. When we moved to Hawaii this last time, my firstborn son is half Hawaiian in his blood.
Mm-hmm.
And We experienced COVID in Hawaii, and what I witnessed for the first time in my life, being born there and being passionate about Hawaii, we witnessed that the infrastructure was not in place, and it has not been in place to be able to sustain being able to provide for the people. And so what happened in Hawaii during that time was people like my husband during that period, he was unemployed. And so we still haven't actually heard back from the unemployment office for those 4 months that he was.
This is quite a tale you're spinning here, Kashia.
Anyways, long story short.
Too late.
He needs our help for sure in the form of resources. We claim her as ours, but.
All right.
Let's send some boats out there with some resources.
Yeah. Let's load them up.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Resources for Hawaii.
Wait a minute. So what are you doing back here again?
Well, my husband is 100% service-related disabled veteran, and we moved back actually for emergency health care and education for our boys, because those are two things that we don't have in Hawaii.
Those are two biggies. So.
They don't have schools in Hawaii? Or what?
Yes. Well, we have schools, but they're very...
not good.
We have better schools here?
Better schools.
Yes, we do. We do. So
That's surprising.
The people in Hawaii are amazing and beautiful. And
hey, it's a beautiful place. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it is beautiful.
Yeah.
They're just walking around uneducated. Is that what you're
no
saying? They're beautiful.
Though.
They're beautiful people, but they can't spell. I mean, is that what you're saying?
At the clouds,
I mean,
man.
My kids got to go swimming with dolphins every single day.
Oh, that's
a hell of a childhood, though.
Yeah,
my
it
God.
Is. Yeah. It is, man. Those spinner dolphins out there.
Kids in Colorado can't say that at all.
That's right.
Yeah. Here we have the snowboarding and the slopes, which is equally as awesome.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, listen. Every part of the country, with just a few exceptions. Every part of the country has got something wonderful that it can crow about. Every part of the country.
And then we were just talking about Hawaii, and they have the longest lifespan out there for people, right? Didn't Hawaii come in as number one?
Number one.
That fresh ocean air makes people live longer. Mm-hmm. So
plus, they're not worried about anything.
Avocados the size of our heads just popping off trees.
Yeah, and honestly, some of the best pineapple I've ever had, and shave ice. Shave ice was incredible.
I know, it's on
Kauai.
Every other block out there, but...
It was something about it. It's not like getting an icy or anything. You know, it's good stuff.
And you know when you've got tourists who are there and call it shaved ice?
Yeah, you know, you have to call it shave ice.
It's shave ice.
Shave ice, yeah.
Am I right, Kashia, or am I right?
Yes, you are right. You are 100%.
And Jeremy got it right. He said shave ice.
I knew.
He knows.
I know.
He got shamed by a local.
I cried in Kauai when my wife and I went out there. We took the helicopter tour, and they take you down into the wettest spot on Earth, supposedly. And we cried because, I mean, you're just surrounded by waterfalls.
So you added to the wetness.
And we were in there crying our eyes out. It was so beautiful.
It's magical. It's magical. And when you encounter nature, it is healing in your soul.
It was. That is a memory that will stick with me forever, that day.
What's the name of that beautiful coast on Kauai?
Nepali. Nepali coast.
Yeah, I was on the little boat, and all the people around me were puking their guts out
over
the side.
Well, that's not magical, is it?
Well, no, and then they tell you before you get on the boat, you're going to go up to the Nepali coast, and they're like, listen, if you get seasick at all, do not get on this boat. And people are like, no, I can handle it.
It's fine.
Oh, my God. There were people puking their guts out.
And then the dolphins are coming up and eating it. And that's how you bring the dolphins in.
Okay. I'm just saying, there's a lot of puking on that particular boat tour.
Oh, my God.
Well, the swells are huge.
They are huge. And then, you got all these people coming in from Kansas.
All these landlubbers from Kansas and Colorado.
Big buffet breakfast at the Hyatt, and then they go out on this little dinghy.
Yeah. True.
Kashia, let's play Rattle Off. You ready?
Yes, I'm absolutely ready.
All right. For everybody who's still holding, don't hang up, even if Kashia gets it, because we still want to talk to you. Did we ask Kashia what her highlight of yesterday was?
I don't remember.
Did we?
No, you did not.
What was your highlight of Monday?
My highlight of Monday was partnering with this beautiful team of young girls ages 6 to 14 who have been empowered by an elderly couple in their 70s to start a horse rescue in Grand Valley. It's called Grand Valley Horse Rescue in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Okay.
And my son, Sammy, learned how to bareback ride from a 12-year-old young lady horses. And it was absolutely healing and magical. And I cried like you cried at that Nepali Coast.
That's pretty cool.
Very nice.
It was really, really great. So well,
what a great thing to do.
We like it.
Yeah, it was amazing. So these girls are looking to raise money. I have a long-term plan to help them access GoCo funding.
Okay. All right. Oh, wait. We can't do specific luck, but listen, let's play Rattle Off.
Okay.
It's a Rattle Off. 10 seconds. Please give us five things. Oh, this one's too easy. But you know, it's what's coming up. Five things that you might find in your glove compartment. Five things in your glove compartment. Ready and go.
Chapstick, lip gloss, bear spray, snack for my kids, and first aid kit.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I can't argue with any of those. So yeah. I say you're a
winner.
Yeah, you are. You won.
My glove box is full of bear spray. You're going to the Colorado Home and Garden Show.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Awesome.
Go it is awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's more than
get
awesome.
Get some deets on a new hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. And Josh will come back. He'll chat with you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. So nice meeting you.
Now, I asked everybody to stay on hold, even we got a winner.
And what happened?
Three of the four hung up. It's like, oh, you only gave us four prize. That sucks. Dave, though, from the retirement center.
Dave's still on hold, though.
I wanted to tell you about that hot tub thing real fast.
Yeah.
I've got a hot tub at my house.
Yeah.
And the cover for it, the lid, you know, needed to be replaced because it was several years old. We inherited this from the previous owner.
Yeah, they dry out, yeah.
You have no idea how expensive.
Like $1,000?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ouch.
$930 for
a lid.
Well,
you got to do it, though. That's a bummer.
I know. I mean, I went to the first place. I was like, I'm not paying that. I walked out. I went to the next place. They're like, oh, yeah, that's what it costs. I'm like, oh.
I'm going back to the other place then.
Oh, my God. I actually did go back to the other place.
Wow.
Because they were nicer.
Lot, man. On top of that, $600 you just had to spend to pump out your septic stuff, too, huh?
$625.
Yeah, you guys are...
Plus tip.
Nice to drop it some cash.
Yeah, it's just expensive. It's expensive to live, and that's before you go buy eggs.
Well, I mean, you don't need a hot tub.
Oh, but it came with the house. What am I going to do? Just let it sit there
chop
and deteriorate?
It up into pieces and get rid of it.
The deck.
But you like it, though.
I like it. The deck is actually kind of built around it, too. Mm-hmm. So it'd be silly if there was just a hole there.
You got to keep it then.
Dave, what's new at the retirement center?
Oh, not much.
No?
You got a new
out?
Girlfriend or the same girlfriend?
The same.
Attaboy. Good. Right. Good for you,
she
Dave.
A good dancer?
No.
Well, don't you teach her some, like, special moves or anything?
No, because I am incapable.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. What kind of activities you got going on today, Dave?
I got to go to therapy.
Well, how about fun activities?
The fun activities.
Do they got what, bingo or anything, or movie day?
Yeah,
or?
I do have bingo.
Do you?
Yeah.
How's your bingo game? Pretty good?
It's pretty good.
Do you guys play with quarters or big money or what?
Oh, just for prizes.
Prizes.
Do you have your own daubers?
No, we use the
chips, probably.
Hide cards.
Oh, the cards that you slide the little thing over?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes.
that's good.
Yeah, that's a good time. Hmm. Well, what
I
else?
I went bowling yesterday.
You went bowling?
We have that, I forget how to pronounce it, kinetic bowling?
I don't know that. What is
kinetic?
That?
Kinetic?
It's on a screen.
You're bowling on a screen. Is it like a Wii?
Like a Nintendo?
Like a video game?
No, it's an actual big screen, and you don't really use the ball. They furnish the ball on the screen.
So you just move your hand or something to...
Yes.
So it's like virtual reality.
That's cool.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you do with it?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah? Did you get a turkey?
No, I wished.
Does your girlfriend bowl with you?
No, she don't.
She's no fun.
Dave, I got to ask you something. I used to work at a retirement community many, many years ago. You got a beef with anybody there? Any of the other residents?
Yes, I do.
I bet you do. There was a lot of that going on when I worked there.
I got to know. What's the beef? What do you not like about them?
Oh, this one lady turned me in for saying...
Dave, be very careful what you say because we're on the radio. Okay?
You can't cuss or say naughty words, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Or anything, you know, racist, sexist, or anything like that.
Don't do that.
Use your imagination, but she turned me.
Because you said something that fell into one of those categories.
Yeah, but she. She twisted it around.
So now you give her, you glare at her when you're in there, in the dining room and stuff?
Yes.
Yep. Hey, I remember, man, we used to have to, like, separate residents when I worked there. They'd had to be on, like, opposite ends of the room, in the dining room, because they'd yell at each other, and they'd throw food. And
well.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Food fight. Hey, my brother owned some retirement centers, some nursing homes, and he told me that they had to separate people, Dave, because they were getting freaky deaky, if you know what I mean.
Funny.
What are you saying? You're never guilty of doing that?
No.
I didn't think
he's
you were
a gentleman. He's a gentleman.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, Dave, as always, it's terrific to talk to you. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling.
Yeah. Thanks for catching up, buddy.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. We'll talk to you again in like, what, 60, 90 days, something like that?
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
be well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good old Dave.
I love that guy.